This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Forces of Ethiopia's Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, have destroyed an airport in the ancient town of Aksum, according to state-affiliated media on Monday. This comes after the prime minister and advancing federal troops gave them a 72-hour ultimatum to surrender or suffer a final assault on the regional capital. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has told the TPLF, which had been ruling the mountainous northern zone of 5 million people, to lay down their arms by Wednesday. A leader of the regional forces told Reuters news outlet that he interpreted the threat as a cover for government forces to regroup after what he described as defeats on three fronts. Reuters could not confirm that statement. Claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communications are down. Hundreds, possibly thousands of people have been killed in fighting and airstrikes that erupted on November 4th. The violence has sent about 40,000 refugees into neighboring Sudan. The conflict has spread beyond Tigray. The TPLF has fired rockets into the neighboring Amhara region and also across the border into Eritrea. Tigray is the northernmost of Ethiopia's 9 regional states. Tensions have been building in that region since September 9th, when Tigray defiantly held a regional election after the prime minister postponed the polls, citing the coronavirus pandemic. China said on Monday it opposes a potential move by the United States to declare that 89 Chinese aerospace and other companies have military ties, restricting them from buying a range of U.S. goods and technology. Chinese foreign minister responded to a question about a Reuters report based on a draft copy of that list. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. projected president-elect Joe Biden plans to name the first members of his cabinet by Tuesday. That's according to a key aide who spoke on the subject on Sunday. This comes as President Donald Trump is urging Republicans to help him in his long-shot legal effort to overturn his re-election defeat. Meanwhile, media reports say Biden is planning to name one of his longest-serving foreign policy advisors, Antony Blinken, as his Secretary of State. And career Foreign Service Officer Linda Thomas Greenfield as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Biden has said he plans to prioritize foreign policy in his administration in hopes of shoring up global alliances that have been strained under the Trump administration. Biden has said he plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, halt the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization, and rejoin the Iran nuclear deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday he's ready to work with any U.S. leader and would congratulate whomever emerges the winner of the United States presidential election once all the legal formalities are settled. This is what Russian news agencies are reporting. Putin has withheld comment while President Donald Trump has been taking legal action regarding votes cast for his rival, Mr. Biden, in the November 3rd election. VOA has projected Biden as the winner. The result is not official yet. On state TV, the Russian president said, quote, "We will work with anyone who has the trust of the American people." He went on to say that the winner must be named either by the opposing party, which should acknowledge the victory of their opponents, or after the final results of the election are confirmed in a legitimate way. Thousands of people took to Taipei's streets on Sundays for the annual Autumn Struggle protest march organized by labor groups, with much of the anger this year focused on the government's decision to ease restrictions on imports of U.S. pork. Taiwan's main opposition party rallied its supporters to join the march for the first time, having mounted an increasingly strident campaign against the pork decision, which it says threatens food safety. And a rights group in Belarus says more than 200 people were arrested this weekend as Belarusians continue to protest longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in Minsk. Thousands of people took to the streets to demand Lukashenko's resignation, as they have done every weekend since the August 9th election, in which Lukashenko retained power in a vote seen by international observers as not fair or transparent, and in which key opposition leaders were detained or forced to flee. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News. Ooh, yeah, mama, hey.
Hello again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini, In My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
Letter I, take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Nekunda suni sisi kete kete. Okambro footy clean, I know you're risi risi. Nisi mojira smile, si risi risi. Openi wasa mini no chili chili. Hey, mi baby ni brownie, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Mi chatoli, yeah. Each and every day, mi abidi, yeah.
Butterfly, bam bam, I want for go, I
tell me
Shake your body, oh yeah, baby, you shake your body, shake.
Chasing Me by The Blessed, and right before that, Lucy Face by Raheem the Wizard, and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with On Fait Comme Ça, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon, and right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinée. But it's On Fait Comme Ça right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, "Hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email." Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great, and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, "The big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat." And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much, and let the music roll. By Askante Fatim of Guinea and Onfe Komsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
I will never leave you. Do what you want. Body call a coming and it is for explode. To everybody run the world. Now I'm to the girl and where the next door.
One Judah.
Girl be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo go. Yeah, give you all the gold and diamond, come a sweet, sweet purple lamp. Something that moved me, and I give thanks to God for this feeling. Something that moved me, from my inside, girl, it's feeling. Something that moved me, yes, I give thanks to God for this feeling. I'm gonna spend a lot of money for you. I already proved to me you're not a material girl. You mad me and no way me can do. Bring meaning to my life, so I'ma take you around the world. True love, and I no like, oh, my sit up by my side. Swear to God, me not gonna make you cry. Are you my love, me can't deny, oh, my sit up by my side.
Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that Abeleaba by Kobazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. More music from the station. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone gives us Why We Not For Cry. And right after that, Danko by Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon. And Go Down, the sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania. But we play this one now, Why We Not For Cry. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone.
Fighting for their own leadership, yeah.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Mami na kushuka,
tupendane forever mpaka kufa.
siku nikipita Twitter, mami nakukuta Twitter, nikisema nikucheki Insta, nakuta ushaposti picha. Pesa zisikupe uchizi, kiburi na kutudharau, wale tulokupa shavu, sasa unatusahau.
Sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania, and before that, Danko Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon, and Why We Not For Cry by Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van Der Heer.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, and at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Van Der Heer.
I don't know. But when
African Beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We take some messages now. This one says, hi, David Vandy on the Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraiye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that. And another message here from Yuma E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Record Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Record Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana, and that is Eugene, Rapping Drums by Flo Kingstone in Ghana. Yes, Rapping Drums, beautiful music. But let's take Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Come go see my papa.
gotta spread love, but I know a lot of people still don't pay me. I don't know why. I can't say I don't wanna know, but if you don't take it to your grave, hurry up and die. Protected by an invisible cloth, and God is my only tailor. You only gonna go against him if you wish him in nothing but failure. All I do is win. But I choose to watch your back. A soldier at heart, so we all the same, whether white or black. Lean at your heart, I'm reaching out to you, all my African people. Love is your weapon, I promise you that you will fear no evil. All I do is win. All I do is win. Reply. When they ask me about all of my achievements, I say, hold your head high, pray to the sky, cause when you believe it, that's when you win.
Flocking Stone of Ghana, and before that, Win by J.R. of Sierra Leone, and Can We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African Beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.